The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94. Somebody texted and said, oh my God, Backstreet Boys. Is it sad that I can remember every word?
No.
No.
Not awesome. At all.
That just means you're cool. Backstreet Boys in a Flush the Format Friday. The Playhouse in the Morning is right here on Y94, the number one hit music station. Another beautiful designer handbag gone. We do it again at 12:10, 3:10, and 5:10 today. And then, of course, Monday morning, you know where it's going to be, 7:10 right here on the Playhouse in the Morning. So earlier in the week, we spoke with Gage and his The One That Got Away situation. Now, if you missed it, here's just a quick recap. Maybe you heard it and you just need a refresher. Here's 2 minutes of Gage's story from earlier this week.
Rewind! As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Okay, so The One That Got Away, her name's Ashley, did for almost a year. At the time, I wasn't really looking for anything serious, and even though we were having a lot of fun, I kind of broke it off, mostly because she had a son from a different guy. So,
how old is the kid?
He was 2 when we were dating. And this was probably about, 3 years ago, so he'd be about 5 or 6 now. I really liked her. I think, you know, we would have kept dating if she just didn't have a kid. I mean, it's kind of I guess it's just baggage for me. But when someone has a kid, it makes everything that much more serious because, you know, even if they claim they weren't looking for a new dad for their kid, they pretty much totally are. So I just broke it off there.
Now, how honest were you with this? I mean, did you tell her, that's why we're breaking up? Did you tell her that?
I did. She was really pissed at me because I think she took it like I was saying it was a negative thing that she had a kid, and I didn't mean it like that. It was more about me, I guess. I wasn't ready to be a father figure, and, you know, I thought it would be better if we just stopped right there.
So is her son's dad around at all?
No, it was a one-night stand type of thing, so he's definitely not around.
Do you happen to know if she's available now?
She is. She never took me off of Facebook, so I kind of, I creeped here and there. She changed her privacy settings over the years, so I didn't see everything, but I see a little bit here and there. I don't think she's done too much dating since we were together. There was one guy she was in a relationship with on Facebook for a few months, but she has deleted all of her photos with him since then.
Okay, so I have to ask, if you didn't want to date her then, why do you want to date her now?
It may sound dumb, I don't know, but I feel like I'm in a different place. I've grown up a lot, and what I'm looking for now when I'm dating is a lot different than what I used to be looking for back then. I think I'm ready to date her now, and if it works out, I think I'd be able to be there for, not only her, but her son if we stayed together.
So in terms of having to hunt her down for The One That Got Away, this is actually the easiest one we've ever done because shortly after the show, Ashley emailed us and was like, oh my God, there's not many guys named Gage, and also that's my life. So I would love to grab a bite with him, if you guys can arrange that. So we did. They grabbed lunch yesterday, and that's kind of where we're picking up here. Gage, I would love to know how that went. How was lunch with her?
It was all right. We had a good talk, a good conversation. I could sense she's still a little frustrated with me about how I dumped her and why I dumped her, but she said she respects me, that I'm growing up and trying to be a little bit more, being a more serious relationship.
So is she interested in hanging out some more?
I think she was interested. I didn't realize, though, that guy I told you about the last time we talked that she was in a relationship with on Facebook.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're engaged, but also she had a baby with him, too, another boy, and he's almost 1 now.
And you didn't see that at all on Facebook, that she was engaged and had a baby?
Well, I had seen the baby pictures on Facebook, but I didn't realize this makes me sound like an idiot. I assumed they were all pictures of her first son. I didn't realize she had another kid.
Right. Now, does it bother you she has 2 kids instead of just the 1 kid?
I don't want to say that it does bother me because it makes me feel like some sort of hypocrite, and like I'm repeating my mistakes. I really do wish that I'd stayed with Ashley the first time around.
Is she engaged?
And I want to spend more time with her if she's down for that, just to see if things are anything, you know, any better. But I feel it tells a lot about a person to have two kids with two different guys and to be with and not to be with either of them. I just feel weird about it. I don't want to hold it against her, but I just feel weird about it.
So even with being, you know, nervous about feeling like a hypocrite, you're going to date her even though this bothers you because you're going to feel guilty if you don't?
Not really. I honestly don't know. You know, we'll hang out, and if it's there, it's there. But, you know, I get sick to my stomach thinking about all of a sudden being a father figure to two different kids. I think it's just a lot. She'd seriously be the perfect woman if she didn't have, you know, these kids.
And now just for my, because I'm stupid, and I want to make sure I heard and understood how this happened, right? She was engaged to this guy. She's not currently engaged, right?
Oh, yes.
Engaged, and she had a kid while they were together, and now he's out. Mm-hmm. He's totally out of the picture.
Yeah, so, you know, two up, two down, it was, you know, and two kids along the way as well.
So two different kids, two different guys, and if I heard you right, you said she would be the perfect woman without these children.
She would, yes, she is, but she has those kids.
Okay. Well, I hope this was an eye-opener of some sort for you. I'm not totally sure I see where you're going with this. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know if you're going to try to date her or not. But once you know, if you want to kind of give us an update and let us know how things work out for you guys, I'd be curious to know.
Definitely, I will.
Well, Gage, it's been a ride. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, this guy, more so than anyone we've had on the show for a while, he has a way of wording things that if he would have just said it differently.
I'm hoping he meant that differently because there's only one way to take what he said.
It takes a special kind of person to be able to be in that type of relationship, and he might not be that person. He should have... There's a sentence in there that I think is going to bother
people.
He
just should have kept his mouth shut is what he should have done.
Any comments on Gage, positive, negative, something in between? Maybe you're kind of where I am and you're like, he should have said that just moderately differently. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Destiny's Child in Flush Format Friday next.
Introducing the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Zero Rhett and Maggie. Sorry. Y94.
Destiny's Child. Independent Women. Flush Format Friday, Y94, the number one hit music station. So the one that got away this week, we've been following the story of Gage. And here's a guy that I think he just needs to walk away from the situation. Clearly you aren't ready for what you're about to put yourself into. Just walk away.
Well, and at the beginning of this, I didn't think, you know, I thought, oh, hey, you know what? Maybe he did grow up and maybe he is ready to do that. But oh my Lord, no.
So we talked to him earlier in the week, and he basically said, you know, three years ago, I dumped this girl because, you know what, I wasn't ready for the relationship I was in. You know, she had a kid with somebody else, and I wasn't ready for that. But I think I'm more mature now. I'd love to spend time with her. So they go out, and they spend some time together, and in the course of the past 3 years, she has a broken engagement, but then with that guy had a second son. So she has two kids with two different guys. And he now thinks that's too much for him again, but I think just because of the reaction he got the last time he was on the show, he's trying to talk himself into a relationship he doesn't belong in. And in probably the worst way he could have illustrated how he feels, he said this sentence.
I think it's just a lot. She'd seriously be the perfect woman if she didn't have, you know, these kids.
I'm not sure there's a worse sentence he could have said.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think what that translates to is, I was wrong. I'm not mature enough. This is not the right relationship for me. It's time to walk away because I'm not the guy for this.
Exactly.
But instead, he said,
I think it's just a lot. She'd seriously be the perfect woman if she didn't have, you know, these kids.
Obviously, we appreciate anyone that shares their story here on the show. And man, You're about to get.
He could have said anything else. I was
wrong.
Thing
to say.
Like, I was wrong, and just end it.
Hi there.
I think he's a total.
How come?
Well, you don't try to go after his ex and that, just thinking that she'd be a better person by herself without the kids. He's got to realize that how do I want to say this here? That it's a package deal. If you love her, the kids will eventually start calling him dad. Mm-hmm. I've been down that road once before, and when I heard him the first time, like I think it was either Monday or Tuesday or something like that, calling him bay or the lady's kids. What do you call it? Baggage.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just completely stupid. You don't call kids bags.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And your thoughts this morning. Hello.
quite a few thoughts, but I'm only going to give you two.
Okay.
Number one, if you are seriously having issues with a woman having two children with two other men, why even bother going on another date with her? Just let it be what it was and let it die.
Walk away.
Number two, I nominate this for the douchebag song.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You know, we tried to do those nominations in moderation, but I think if anything deserves it, it might be this sentence.
I think it's just a lot. She'd seriously be the perfect woman if she didn't have, you know, these kids.
All right, Maggie, some of those texts at 35270.
Ashley is so much better off without him. She's a better person than I am because I wouldn't have given this guy another chance to begin with. What is his problem? Why is he even wanting to try? If he has issues with her having kids, leave the poor girl alone. Run, Ashley, run, run, run. Been there. It's heartbreaking. He'll never accept your kids, and they'll always just be something he has to tolerate as part of the package. I was dating a guy with a 3-year-old son, and I wasn't ready to be a mother, but I fell in love with the guy and realized if I wanted him to be in my life, I needed to be in the son's life as well. We've been together 5 years now, and we're getting married in July. It's okay not to be ready, but at some point, you have to make that choice.
Is it safe to say, do we all agree, the best thing for him to do, just walk away. Don't bother this woman anymore. You aren't ready for that relationship. Somebody will be. It's not you. Just stay away. Mm-hmm. You're not doing any of them any favors by sticking around when you're probably not going to be the guy. Hi.
I seriously think that girl should not be dating him. He's very shallow and self-centered. And if he can't accept her as having two children, and he has a huge problem.
All right, thank you so much. Some more of those text messages, Maggie.
Somebody actually kind of agreeing with Gage. She says, kids are complex. I agree with Gage. I would appreciate his honesty. As a mom of one, I wouldn't want anything less than honesty. I also wouldn't want to take the responsibility of other people's kids. Kids are a huge responsibility. He's looking at the whole picture, not just with her in it. I too think it shows about a person who has two kids with two dads, and it's not a good one. At least in his mind, he knows he can decide from there. Also, oh my goodness, he said that she could be the perfect woman without children, and he has not matured. Because children make us better people and make us strive to want to be better people constantly. What a D-bag.
All right, so for you, Gage, I know you're listening. This is the second day this week that it's really turned very negative in terms of feedback for you. So we're gonna cut it off, and just this the one message I want to send to you, buddy. Stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her you're not ready. You're not the guy. Hell, play her the podcast from our radio show, and just say I'm not the guy, and just walk away. Best thing you can do. That's the best advice we can give you. Stay away. You're not ready. That sentence alone tells us.
Not fair to her or her kids.
Stay away. Yeah. And we will move on because I don't want to spend 2 days this week just ragging on you anymore. Just let it go. Talk to another guy here in a couple of minutes with something completely different on the Playhouse. Hold on.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Woo! Y94.